Summit Internet. Business internet from just $99 a month. Now available in Doncaster and right across Melbourne and Geelong. Essendon, Havel and Great Wall. Sticking together with all of Melbourne.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr on SEN.
Now we've got nothing to lose. You know, before tonight, we had a bit to lose because we feel like we're a reasonable team. Now we've got nothing to lose. We put it all on the line and see what becomes of it.
Oh, it's pretty exciting, I reckon, when you hear a coach say that. We did admit that we had something to lose, obviously, going in last night. Now, whatever we take, it's a bonus. We've got nothing to lose here, boys. The freedom that gives you to go out and just play, I imagine, is pretty exciting. You've played underneath him for a long time, Bob. Tom Liberatore continues to. He played like a man who was not going to let that game get away from him and his teammates last night, and he's been good enough to join us the day after. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on stitching up your spot in the finals, mate.
Thanks, Andy. How you going, Bob?
I'm good there, Tommy.
Hey, Tom, that sense of we've got nothing to lose now. I imagine Luke, you know, said the same thing to you blokes after the game. How liberating is that now with what's in front of you blokes? What's to come for the next 4 or 5 weeks?
I think it's extremely exciting to have that sort of reassurance and, I think it's just definitely just exciting and it gives a pretty optimistic feel around where we're headed and I suppose how we've handled this as well. It's a little bit of a celebration in a positive way to as an achievement because it's always nice to make finals. So, I think it's just a good bit of enthusiasm and optimism going around the club at the moment.
Tommy, the midfield dominance in the last couple of weeks is what jumps off the screen when we watch the Bulldogs games, and it's been a bit of a navigating, you know, way to get the health of Josh Dunkley back in. You missed a bit of footy at the start, Lockie Hunter. How good is it to be out there with the full brigade of mids?
It's pretty good, Bob. You know, it's like comforting to walk out next to those kind of names and Jacko and Bonty and Toby before he went out. But it's been a pretty good connection. We've built a nice chemistry as well over the last sort of 6 weeks, I guess. So it's gonna be pretty nice heading into the finals with that crew.
And what about you personally, mate? You've battled that sore knee for a little while now, but you've been able to get yourself through what's been a really difficult schedule with this unusual season, and you're in some of the form of your career. You must be over the moon with that.
I'm pretty fortunate to be still going, mate. To be still putting consecutive games together. I'm pretty lucky. I think the positive side of short games has helped me. Like the short turnarounds have been challenging at times, but taking 4 minutes off each quarter's been a bit beneficial for the old joint. So, it's just been good to be putting some games together.
How much instruction and help do you and the other sort of senior boys beneath Tim English give him, Tommy, in terms of, you know, how best to get the footy to where you want it? How ongoing is that an education that you can help the young ruckman with?
It's very consistent. Like it's week to week, every session, I guess. Timmy's grown extremely well from a maturity point of view in terms of how he responds during a game. I think his ability to bounce back after one or two contests or one or two moments in the game where he can adjust now on the run. I think that's where his growth's come this year. Like he's been able to show that during games where lapses don't turn into a full game, and obviously the support of us around him, he benefits from that too.
Tom, can you give us an update on Aaron Norton? Is there still optimism that he'll be able to play in that first final?
Yeah, I think so. The signs are a bit better today. Didn't look too good, but I think he flew home with us today, so that's always a good sign.
And as far as we can tell, Tom, in the hub life, the hub experience, it's all a bit of a mystery to us out on the outside, but it seems like the players up there, they're either playing golf, there's a lot of PlayStation. That doesn't sort of sit with how I would have thought you'd spend your time. How are you keeping yourself sane up in the hub?
I've bought myself a nice little shred sled. I'm pretty keen on in the water.
Wow!
Trying to teach myself how to surf. So
beautiful.
Well, Andy's a bit of a likes to get pretty gnarly as well. Yeah, he'd have a few tips for you.
Who's taking you under their wing, Tommy? Who's the mentor for you?
Rourke Smith, one of our coaches, Nick Stone. Naughty's actually pretty handy. He didn't even know how to do it, and he just jumped straight in and was a gun. So I thought Joshy Bruce is pretty good too.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get too freaked out about the things that sort of live underneath the surface of the water. Some people who come to the Cape are a little bit late. They're a bit freaked out about that sort of stuff. Are you pretty comfortable with that aspect of the whole show?
No, mate. I'm Caleb and myself. We're still in the kiddie waters, mate. We're just surfing the white stuff at the moment. We can't talk too far out.
So have you stood? This is a real dumb question. Have you stood up yet?
I think I could probably count maybe three times. So yeah, there's a bit of learning to go, boys.
It goes all right, mate, don't it? The minute you get that little sense of the thing, hang on, I'm standing up here and the thing's moving in the direction it's supposed to. It's a pretty nice feeling, Tom.
Yeah, but as soon as once you catch the wave, I get too scared because I'm going way too quick for my own liking, so I can't actually get up because I'm just gobsmacked that I actually caught the wave without getting dumped. So.
Right.
We'll work on it.
Hey, Tommy, we've still got one game to go that could change the order of the eight and change the scenario for you and the Bulldogs. Have you thought too much about that, whether you'd like to play St Kilda or the Eagles, or you've always had a gift for simplifying things? You're just ready to play whoever's on offer?
Well, yeah, in this, usually I'd be pretty impartial. Obviously, we're just happy to play finals, and I think either way we'd take each challenge that comes, but you'd prefer not to travel, obviously. So hopefully, ideally you'd like to stay in Gold Coast and not travel and stay here, but if we have to go to Perth, then we might just have to take it on like we did in 2016. So and also you don't want to travel due to, I'm not sure my girlfriend would be too happy with that.
I haven't got it for a week, so. Right. Just last one. Just on that 2016 comparison, Tom, there's going to be plenty of people who are going to want to, line the two up. Do you think the group can take something from that, the fact that you did it from seventh in 2016 and you're going to come from a similar spot this time?
I don't think so. I mean, there might be elements of blokes who played or even with the coaching staff, it could even just buoy us, I guess, into a, that's the right phrase, into a good state of mind. But it was probably far too long ago, and the personnel changes are much different to then, and it's been a completely different season, as you know, so I don't think we'll take a whole deal from that, but I'm sure the media will blow it up.
Bob and I aren't part of it, Tom. We're just a little outlier crew here on Drive here on SEN. We're not part of
the media. That's why I referred to you. Yeah, yeah. I refer to them as a separate entity.
Good on you, mate. Excellent. Good man. Okay, well played last night. You're absolutely magnificent. B-O-G in the minds of most. And we'll watch tonight and see how the cards fall for you. Good luck with everything that comes thereafter, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Cheers, fellas. Take it easy. Thank you.
Good on you, Tommy.
Tom Liberatore surfing. Tommy Liberatore the surfer. That's magnificent.
It's got to be good for you.
Oh, I don't know about that. Let's get a break out of the way. Yeah, you're listening to Drive.